vetted this? What lawyer vetted this whole process? And they have a very, if you saw the Register Star yesterday, they have a very curious...
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxe.org. and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Lakota tribes call on Biden to shut down DAPL. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Ocheti Shakowing is Lakota for Seven Council Fires, referring to the seven bands of the Lakota people, also called the Great Sioux Nation. Four of the seven tribal governments wrote to Joe Biden on the day before his inauguration, quote, "Since time immemorial, the people of the Great Sioux Nation have lived, hunted, fished, and engaged in ceremonies adjacent to the Missouri River, Menishosha, in Lakota. They ask for quick, decisive action on the Dakota Access Pipeline. DAPL is the 1,200-mile-long pipeline that transports crude fracked oil from North Dakota's Bakken shale fields to Illinois en route to Texas. As one of his first acts in office in 2017, President Trump greenlit both the Keystone XL pipeline and DAPL. On his first day in office, Biden revoked the permit for Keystone XL but left DAPL intact. On Wednesday, 1 week into his presidency, dubbed Climate Day by the White House, Biden announced sweeping executive actions to confront catastrophic climate disruption, but again did nothing on DAPL. The Lakota letter listed the 19th century treaties between the tribes and the U.S. government, adding, quote, "After gold was discovered in the Black Hills, the government violated the treaties, stripping vast areas of land out of the reservation," unquote. For the original inhabitants of this land, American democracy brought not freedom, but violence, displacement, and genocide. Nevertheless, indigenous nations on this land they call Turtle Island survive and continue to resist. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, supported by hundreds of other Native tribes and allies, successfully forced the Obama-Biden administration to shut down DAPL in 2016, declaring in Lakota, "Mini Wichoni," or "Water is Life." They feared a DAPL oil spill would poison the Missouri River, on which their very survival depends. The pipeline company, owned by Energy Transfer LP, controlled by Texas billionaire and Republican megadonor Kelsey Warren, hired private security guards to combat the water protectors. Over Labor Day weekend in 2016, they beat protesters as massive bulldozers razed sacred grounds. Our team watched and filmed in horror as guards unleashed attack dogs, biting the nonviolent indigenous protesters. Blood dripped from the mouth and nose of one of the dogs. Since Trump's approval, DAPL has carried hundreds of thousands of barrels of fracked oil per day under Lake Wahe, formed when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built a dam on the Missouri River in the 1950s. In their letter to Biden, the tribes noted the Wahe Dam destroyed more Indian land than any other single public works project in the history of the United States. This week, the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., ruled in favor of the Standing Rock, Cheyenne River, Yankton, and Oglala Sioux tribes in their lawsuit against the Army Corps of Engineers. The court's decision forces the Army Corps to conduct a full environmental impact review, citing, among other reasons, Energy Transfer's dismal record with past oil spills from its many pipelines. In the court order, Judge David Tatel quoted the words of Dave Archambault II, the former chair of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, quote, "Water is more than just a resource. It is sacred, as water connects all of nature and sustains life." Archambault wrote to the Army Corps of Engineers in March 2016, a month before the first protest fire was lit near the path of DAPL construction on unceded tribal lands at the confluence of the Cannonball and Missouri Rivers. The DAPL resistance camps grew from a dozen or so people around that single fire in April to well over 10,000 water protectors by October 2016. Lakota traditions were central to the organizing, with prayer, song, and a deep respect for the leadership of elders. Now, as the COVID-19 pandemic ravages indigenous nations across the United States, there's growing fear that their wisdom and the native languages themselves will perish. Jody Archambault of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, former special assistant to President Obama for Native American Affairs for the White House Domestic Council, who's also Dave Archambault's sister, recently wrote in the New York Times, quote, "North and South Dakota, home to the Lakota reservations, lead the United States for coronavirus rates per capita." She adds, "We're losing more than friends and family members. We're losing the language spoken by our elders, the lifeblood of our people, and the very essence of who we are," unquote. Biden's Climate Day executive actions signal a critical departure from Trump's destructive, science-denying environmental policies. For indigenous nations, though, the climate crisis and COVID-19 have deepened the devastation of centuries of genocide. Shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline is a vital step towards repairing the damage already done, one that President Biden can and should take with the stroke of a pen without delay. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
All right, start playing Kemba. And then I'm checking on my end. Is the computer turned up? Like on the soundboard?
Only judge me when I'm done. Young and black and from the projects. Got a lot to overcome.
You're good.
I got my head in clouds, I got my feet on land, my homies fell too deep, this is the quickest sand, I know that I am not a finished product, got a lot to overcome. I've been changing, 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 changing. I've been changing, 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 changing. Who knew a star could fall from all so high and land on earth? I'll grow the sky, expand my worth. I'll help you fly, but fam, come first. And I am not a finished product. Got a lot to overcome.
I am not a finished product. Only judge me when I'm done. Young and black and from the projects. Got a lot to overcome.
I've got so many flaws. I tried to hide, but it all comes out. Relied on luck till it all runs out. So many gods, I should call one out right now.
I know.
I was naive when it all went down. When pops went ghost, you was all I had. You went up north and it all went south. Everybody I know dealing with some shit. Tension high, rent is high, so they with the shit. You get high, tell me why, then I hit the shit. Catch a vibe, write a line, and I spit the shit. Giving game, about to run my own internship. I done lost kinda all of my mentorships. Euro stepping to the left of your fickle shit. Still I'm blessed, I ain't stressing no liquor shit. Woo! Sunday night, Mama Penny, y'all a vodka from Pentecostal Church. I've been scared, I ain't finished sinning, I ain't get repentance. What if God come first? I've been feeling like the end is near and all my niggas running out of options now. Nothing's been black and white for years. I'm making deals with my conscience now. Weather getting worse, cops wildin'. Is it fair to even have a seed someday? God, family, and a little money. All the things my mama said I'd need someday. Got my name from the King James that I promised mama I'ma read someday. Hopefully they'll still accept my pleas. Please remember one last thing. I'm still a work in progress.
Only judge me when I'm done. Young and black and from the projects. Got a lot to
own. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Casco, and Hudson. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and the opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So here with I'm hosting DJ Ricky. I'm here with
Imani. DJ Popcorn.
DJ Popcorn and
Imani, our sound engineer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So first thing we're about to talk about is the inauguration, which happened last week, right? I believe last week.
Yeah, it did.
We have a poem was read there by Amanda Gorman, the youngest person to ever read a poem at an inauguration. So we're going to play that and then give you our opinions on it. So, yeah.
Mr. President, Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Emhoff, Americans, and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised but whole, benevolent but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens. But one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
All right, so that was her inspirational speech.
Yeah, my bad.
I couldn't find the word. I'm kind of slow sometimes. But yeah, so Amani, how did you feel about the speech?
I thought it was pretty cool. I feel like her voice was like, I don't know, it was very tough. Like it was very
It made me want to listen. That's what it was like. Uh-huh. Like she did it with like it was with passion. That's why, because it made me want to listen.
That I was trying to find passionate.
You know what I'm saying?
It sounded like she really knew what she was talking about. She was really trying to put her word out there. She was like, nah, people are gonna listen to me today. Facts.
No,
honestly,
facts.
You guys think you could have stood up there in front of all them people and did that?
No, absolutely not. I would
have chickened out. I'd have been so happy last minute. I'd have been like, yeah, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do this speech. I'd have told everybody about it too, and then I would have not did it.
Well, see, I feel like if I had a blindfold and headphones.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Wait, no, I can't read it then.
Oh.
I'm dumb.
Nah, you can do it by memory.
I'm going to remember a whole 3-minute long.
Like you got it in your ear.
I guess so. Anyways.
Okay, bet.
So how do you guys feel about Biden being the new official president?
That's lit. I mean, I don't really want to speak much on politics, but, you know, new president, new times, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully new beginnings.
I feel like I can't really speak on that topic because I don't really know, like, a lot about it. Like, I don't know a lot. Like, I don't do research and stuff. Like, I just hear what people say, and I don't, like, base an opinion.
Yeah, like, I haven't really, like, had a whole formulated type thing about, like, who I like and who I don't like, within, like, the, you know, the world of politics and things like that. Like, because I just hear about, like, what people say, and they're just like, oh, this person's bad, they did this and this and that, and, you know, and all this type of stuff. And I don't know if it's true or not, so I just don't say anything. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Exactly. Like, people say, like, I hate Trump or, like, I hate Biden, but, like, they go off of their parents' opinions or, like, their friends' opinions. Like, or, like, the all these trends, like, no, like, they, everyone hates Trump, so, oh, I gotta hate Trump. Like, I don't go off of that. I just be living.
Not facts. Like, I just be chilling, bro. Exactly. Like, yeah. I have no, like, I don't know what I am, Democrat, Republican. I'm just chilling, to be honest.
Exactly.
So, valid. Me, personally, in terms of politics, I hear about them, and I, you know, I hear a bunch of stuff about them, and I talk about them sometimes with my friends, but to be honest, most of the time when people are having conversations with me, talking about politics and my opinions on them, most of the time I don't even know what to say, because, like, I don't even be listening to politics like that, so it kind of be pointless. But, yeah, DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
DJ Popcorn.
Yeah.
Honestly, who would you rather have as president? Trump or Biden?
I plead the fifth.
Facts. Cause, like, it's Damn. Like, there's no point in really arguing about something like that when it's like you have no, like, you could obviously have your opinions, but there's no point in reading out loud, like, saying out loud to people and arguing about it because you can't vote yet. Like, it's always good to have an opinion for, like, the future, like, when you are ready to vote. But, like, for now, just keep it to yourself. There's already too many people arguing.
Facts. So, basically, also, I don't know, this is not really related to the topic, but is it Sicily or one of the two? Either one, I don't know how you pronounce it. She passed away at the age of 96 earlier today. So yeah, RIP to her. Okay, let me think. So if you guys had to, I can't even ask y'all political question because y'all not trying to answer nothing.
All right, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah. Nah, I guess you can ask him. I might not duck a few.
All right, so you guys know how Barack Obama was there, right?
Yeah.
Would you preferably have Barack Obama or Biden?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Reasons? Excuses?
I don't know.
Like, I like him more.
No, it's
not that, not, I like it more. It was just like it felt more important, like, back then, because there was, like, so much drama and controversy about who you really wanted as your president, you know, and then plus him becoming the first black president, like, to a lot of people, that really was, like, an important thing, especially for me, too. Like, you know, since we had someone actually black inside the office.
Exactly.
Which is a huge accomplishment, you know. If mm-hmm. we have somebody, you know, who knows what we need and what we want, you know, inside the office, we can get things done.
I need some opinions.
Regardless of their color, I might add.
All right, hear me out. Y'all think that if Michelle Obama ran for president in 2024, y'all think if Biden ran again as well, that she would beat him out?
Yes, I think she would win.
She has a chance.
But let me tell you why. I think she would win because, these days there's a lot of, like, trends and stuff. Like, social media is a big thing. Like, we want so bad to have black people in the office, but I feel like that would be the reason why she would win. Like, not because of her beliefs or anything like that. I feel like it would be just because of, like, younger people and stuff. Or, like, just people that are voting just to vote. Like, just to put a vote in. Like, they will vote because they want a black person in the office, a black woman especially.
But keep in mind, that would be like huge history, especially not only would she be the first female inside the office, but she'd be the first black female inside the office.
Exactly.
Like just female in there in general, you know, which would be a huge accomplishment for anybody. Like, that's probably one of the biggest achievements in the world if that was to ever happen.
Yeah, I feel like that would be the reason why people vote for her.
Honestly. That's crazy, though, because some people, you know how, like, people will always say, like, when the election was happening, oh, yeah, Biden is a child predator, Biden is this and all mm-hmm. that, right? But yet, they let Trump beat out Hillary Clinton, right? She was no child predator, I don't think. So, I doubt she was as bad as Biden in some of those areas, but yet she lost.
Right. If the assumptions are correct, we don't think she's a child predator, you know, but...
But it's weird just thinking about that, like how Biden...
It was pretty intense.
Had many different accusations on him.
Because there was a chance at a time where I thought Hillary was going to win, and then I seen the way the votes were going, and then I was like, yeah... I definitely know how this is ending.
I made a $5 bet that Hillary was going to win. I lost $5.
Dang.
And Monopoly money, that's what I'm saying.
I was about to say. That's real money, dude. That's tough.
Nah. Is it crazy that, like, low-key, I remember when Barack Obama came into the office again, like, for the fifth year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fifth year. And then I remember when... Trump was elected too. It's weird.
Yeah, like the way like just voting works in general is just super weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the system and everything. Like, I just don't really like to think about it that much or involve myself until I actually have to make that decision to put a ballot in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really want to think about that much. I can't vote right now, but yet our voices do still matter.
Exactly. But like, I'm sure you'll have a chance to vote in like something like else. Right. Like some like. We could make a vote right now. Who's better, Pop Smoke or Lil TJ?
Yeah, something like that.
Like,
but we're not voting on that.
Exactly, that's easy. I could easily vote on that, but we're not gonna do that.
Right.
That's unrelated. On
just because it's not. You know, we're not gonna do that.
Exactly.
We're not gonna do that. But we do actually. We kind of do have a song by Pop Smoke. Called "Enjoy Yourself." I hope y'all enjoying your little. Weekend, you know, Friday, going home, got the weekend off, hopefully, not chilling. So, yeah, we're just gonna play that.
Fly girls had more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah. You should enjoy yourself. It's a room full of trap, strap. If the ops run up in the, we gon' clap. Woom, some slack. Pockets fat like a fat. Shopping up in sack fist with a cup of Actix to get Christian Dior. I be all up in the stores. Young, I can buy you what you want. She got a fat shorty shaped like Serena. Long hair, brown eyes, shorty look like Selena. Shorty said that she was Puerto Rican. Well, like Katrina. Oh, 2-10 on the dashboard. Shorty, be clear what you asked for. Cause you got that get right, mama. And I gotta get my baby. Listen, I don't want no problems. I just want my baby. You don't gotta put your cup down. Hold up, drink freely, and holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stuff need no help. Look, they say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah, you should enjoy yourself.
Me monto en el Phantom, baby, prendo el booster. Me gasté 5,000 en un booster. Lo high fashion, no te couture. No eres tú, otro hombre me aburre. Lo molante, camino a Milán. 300,000 por un show, eso me dan. Montamos tengo más flow que el Fashion Week. Diamante de esmeralda como la weed. Mi cama y le damos repeat. Eso es lo más que le gusta. Soltera anda como Rihanna. Aunque con él se viene. Todos quieren una colombiana. Pero él ya la tiene. Esta soltera anda como Rihanna. Aunque con él se viene.
Hold up, drink freely. And holla at me if you need me. Baby, you should enjoy yourself. Boy, stop, need no help. Look, they say fly girls have more fun. So what? So you should enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah, you should enjoy yourself. I won't kiss, same time, just buy you Chanel. Always roll you up, put H's on your belt.
Now, we talking about comparisons, you know, we just played Enjoy Yourself by
The Woo, Pop Smoke.
Yeah, Pop Smoke. So, basically, Imani, I know that's one of your favorite rappers.
And you enjoy his music, you enjoy yourself.
I do.
You was enjoying yourself over there, dancing the whole time, we saw you.
Don't worry about it.
she was spitting bars, y'all.
Mm-hmm. So, personally, how you feel about that song?
I love that song. I don't have a favorite song by Pop Smoke because they're all fire. They don't think that because they don't really listen to him like that.
What?
TJ
Not
Bella.
You, but him.
TJ Bella. TJ Bella. Little TJ.
Nah. No, you're bugging. You're How? Bugging.
How little, are you going to say? Little TJ last year. Little TJ last
no,
year.
No.
TJ last
no.
Year.
No. He's never
year.
Been better.
Oh, wait. No, it's 2021. I forgot.
Yeah, no. You know. He ain't even dropped that song yet, so we can't say he better.
Him up,
boom. Yeah, that one. If when he drops that, then he's officially better.
Lil TJ will never be better than Pop Smoke.
Why are you saying never like that, dude?
Because he will never be better than Pop Smoke.
Listen, he still has time to develop. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, though.
No, he will never develop.
You can't say that, though.
You can't even say that. You don't know what you don't. But he has a big song he could drop right now. And
unless
that thing
it
will
has
blow
Pop
up.
Smoke in it.
Dub.
They had a song together. Dude, he's had many songs without Pop Smoke that blew up, dude.
That blew up, but yeah. Not as fire as Pop Smoke songs.
What? Bro.
Y'all are bugging.
Bro. You're OD.
Unless
I get it. She's,
song...
she's biased. She's biased. I get it.
No, never. I love Lil TJ. I just know that he's not as good as Pop Smoke. But unless he makes a song with 2C, a Boogie himself.
Bro, like, Lil TJ doesn't need a feature, though.
No, he does. He does. In not, order to bro. Be as good as one of Pop Smoke songs,
most
he needs
his
mad
song,
features.
Most of his
mad
songs that blew
features.
Up don't have a feature.
2C, all right,
garbage. All right.
A Boogie kind of falling off.
You're bugging.
Nah, he
Please
is.
Please stop.
He is, he's
nah,
kind of falling
nah,
off.
He hasn't been making as good songs, but if you listen to all of his songs, you bump to them.
You're bugging. No.
Cap.
A Boogie has good songs though. Yeah. A Boogie has good songs though. You know what I'm saying? I still bought Me and My Guitar. That song about. Oh God.
Yo, tell me this. Let me. All right. So since we're talking about who better?
Yeah.
Lil TJ.
No, never.
Oh, hey, wait.
No. Tee up.
Feel me? Lil TJ, right?
Uh huh.
What would you rather bop to? FN.
Uh huh.
Or Element.
Element.
I'm putting on FN.
Y'all are bugging.
Wait. But it depends on what kind of scene I'm in. If I'm
at a party.
But Woo is a vibe all the time, every single day, every hour of the day.
But bro, you gotta think about this. You don't. If it's that one song, bro, that one song for any time. Okay.
You can turn up to FN at any point. Element
exactly.
For when you're trying to get like hype, but you can't really.
Exactly.
Like
but
moves.
FN, you could be happy. You could be sad. You'd be like. Or you'd be like, skip town. Like, you know, like you could switch your
That's not
song.
A sad song. You could not listen to that song.
The song is literally FN. You know what FN stands for, right?
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, I can't say it.
No, you can't say it.
I'm just saying, it's just a song you can bop to regardless of your mood. While you're over right. Here with Element, you say, I feel invincible.
Exactly. He's invincible.
No. You only playing that if you're about to fight somebody. I don't,
nah.
If I'm about to fight you, then I'm popping Element all the way.
That's how I could tell you you don't listen to Pop Smoke like that. Because, listen, y'all probably listen to songs that are viral. Y'all probably only listen to songs that y'all hear on TikTok or something.
Exactly.
No.
I'm about to look up the artist.
But I do listen to, like, I am biased towards, like a few artists, but not all of them.
I don't think y'all listen to him. Because if y'all listen to him...
Like, I'll admit it, bro. I was never the hugest Pop Smoke fan, but I was a fan regardless, though.
I can't believe y'all really think Lil TJ is better than Pop Smoke. Y'all are
He will be. He will
never,
be.
Never. Never. He will be. He will never be.
He will be.
Hold on. Remember? Hold on. Let's compare it differently. Look.
Okay. Yeah.
Symphony. Mm-hmm. When Kobe went into the NBA,
mm-hmm.
nobody was talking about some, oh, he going to be greater than Mike. Oh, wait, no. Not Kobe. I'm stupid. LeBron.
Yeah.
When he was going to the NBA, nobody was like, yo, he about to be the next LeBron. I mean, next that MJ. He about to be LeBron better than him. Right. That ain't happen, right? Nobody was talking about that.
Nah.
Right in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
TJ kind of beginning. Mm-hmm. Now you look at LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the prime.
Yeah.
He's talking about some. He greater than LeBron.
Four rings.
He's the best.
Four rings.
Nobody can beat him, right?
He can't beat him. He's the GOAT.
His team should win a chip every season.
Every season.
Right? But he had to work for that, right?
Hard work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So
and then you also got to get you a teammate. That's where the features come in.
Didn't you just say he shouldn't have features? You just contradicted yourself.
No, I'm saying he doesn't need them, but he can have help.
I'm on your team, but you just...
Like LeBron. Look, LeBron, he need AD, so he went and got AD. He went and got him a ring. That's help. A feature, he went and got him some help.
About the same time, LeBron
Listen.
LeBron has also won chips on his own, you know what I'm saying?
Lil TJ,
his own
voice is not better than Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke
never needed a feature in his life. Never.
Lil TJ never needed autotune.
No, he did.
No, he did not.
What?
Nah, he did. He did.
Bro, go watch the
TJ interview,
bro.
Nah.
He sounds pretty good without autotune.
Sound weird.
No, he doesn't.
Without autotune? And his songs, he's like, I feel invincible. And then we're like, I feel invincible.
Nah. His voice has soul in it. He has, like...
Bro, he don't got autotune, bro. It's just pitch correction,
bro. I don't
know.
He just has that little, like, I don't know. I don't know what it's called. But,
it's called pitch correction.
Okay, so then look at it a different way.
Yeah.
Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pop Smoke.
Oh, that's tough.
I could agree with you.
I can tell. I'll take Pop Smoke on that one.
Here he goes about that's tough, and then two seconds.
That's tough, Pop Smoke.
Yeah, I mean, for the simple fact that, like, I didn't really listen to Tupac growing up, so I don't really.
Then how would that be tough?
I'm saying that's tough for Tupac because I didn't listen to him.
All right, I got you.
Fact. All right, one more question.
Mm-hmm. All right, hit me.
Biggie Smalls?
Uh-huh.
Or... Hold up, nah. YNW Melly or Lil TJ?
That's a tough question.
Nah, that one might have to be Lil TJ. Right?
Yeah, no. That's Lil TJ.
Only because YNW Melly hasn't made music in dumb long.
It's not only that, but it's just like some songs are make or miss. It depends, like the way certain vibes he goes for sometimes can be a miss, or like sometimes it'll be a straight hit. It just depends on what he's going for.
Give an example. Of a miss.
A miss, hit or miss.
Like, I don't really like those songs where, like, his voice is always going, like, super, like super duper like high.
Humility?
Like, for no entire reason. Like, where you can't, like, even, like, get
I know
a simple
what
word.
About,
yeah.
But I love that. I love that.
Yo, y'all heard Melly without oil, too?
Nah.
Respectfully.
Nah, bro.
His voice is chopped.
Hey, Murder on My Mind and Butter Pecan are still bops, though.
No, you listen to trending songs.
Like, you listen to songs.
That's how I could tell you don't really listen to artists. Like, you listen to
the viral songs that
to
are
the songs that are viral on TikTok.
Dude.
Yeah, because what's the point of searching somebody up? I'm about to meet
it's
them
like,
and just stalk them.
It's like, but no, like, you can't say you like an artist when you only like two songs by them. Like,
what?
That's not how it
yes,
works. Like,
bro, yes, you
no,
can. You can like an artist even by listening to one song.
Nah.
Like, that's like me saying I can like a picture by only seeing it one time.
Wait. You know that one dude that was like, picture. He was like, he was at the club.
Yeah,
bottoms up. When I first met you, one good song.
He has one good song.
That means you like that song, not the artist. Like that's like saying you like the picture.
No, you can like the artist's sound on the song, so therefore you like the song and the artist.
In that song.
No.
Well, actually not, because artists can sound differently in different songs.
Everyone sounds different.
Unless you like them in older, different personalities, you can't really sing.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying in that instance.
Everyone except for Polo G. Polo G sounds the same in every single song.
Yeah, he does get a bit repetitive. I'll say it.
Facts. It's a good flow, but you're doing it too much.
Bro, that flow is great.
Lift your voice a little or lower your voice a little bit, and you good.
See, it's certain songs.
Just for one part.
The thing I like about something. I like Polo G is because he's versatile, but versatile to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Like,
wait, hold up. What versatile mean? No, for real.
Go ahead.
Versatile means like you can easily like switch your style, or, like switch your flow and cadence and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like fix your highness or lowness of your voice, things like that. You know, Pop Smoke, he'll be singing one time and he'll be like,
yeah, that's Pop Smoke, you know? A Boogie. The YNW Melly, all of them do that. I love that. Like if you just have one voice throughout the whole song, I'm gonna get bored eventually.
Unless it's like a super catchy flow that I won't be able to get out of my head.
Mad Beirut.
I feel like you can't have the same tone the whole song unless you change up the beat. You change up like
I'm really listening to your bars, like, or you're really bar heavy.
Exactly. Like, if I really listen to music like that, I mean, I guess.
Like if I'm bumping you, like, and this was just, like, a throwaway song that's on an album, I'm like, okay, cool. It's not gonna make my playlist, but it's there, and it's cool. Like, if it was on, I wouldn't complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facts, but, low-key, I think we should play a new song. When we come back, you know, a lot of you Kobe fans know that, what's today, the 29th? 3 days ago, last year, Kobe died. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And yeah, we'll catch you in a few.
Young Shad, you killed this track.
All right. So that was Slime Dreams by YNWB Slime. YNW Melly's brother. So we are back, of course. I'm still here with me, DJ Ricky. Who else?
DJ Popcorn.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Imani.
Okay. So now, as I said, Kobe's wife,
Vanessa Bryant.
Yeah, Vanessa Bryant. She had a speech on him after he had died. So RIP to him. We're gonna listen to what she had to say and then come back. Yeah.
My baby girl. Gianna Bryant is an amazingly sweet and gentle soul. She was always thoughtful. She always kissed me goodnight and kissed me good morning. There were a few occasions where I was absolutely tired from being up with Bianca and Capri, and I thought she had left to school without saying goodbye. I text and say, no kiss, and Gianna would reply with, Mama, I kissed you, but you were asleep and I didn't want to wake you. She knew how much her morning and evening kisses meant to me, and she was so thoughtful to remember to kiss me every day. She was Daddy's girl, but I know she loved her mama, and she would always tell me and show me how much she loved me. She was one of my very best friends. She loved to bake. She loved putting a smile on everyone's face. Last August, she made a beautiful birthday cake for her daddy. It had fondant and looked like it had blue agate crystals. Kobe's birthday cake looked like it was professionally decorated. She made the best chocolate chip cookies. She loved watching cooking shows and cupcake wars with me. And she loved watching Survivor and NBA games on TV with her daddy. She also loved watching Disney movies with her sisters. Gigi was very competitive like her daddy, but Gianna had a sweet grace about her. Her smile was like sunshine. Her smile took up her entire face, like mine. Kobe always said she was me. She had my fire, my personality, and sarcasm. She was tender and loving on the inside. She had the best laugh. It was infectious. It was pure and genuine. Kobe and Gianna naturally gravitated towards each other. She had Kobe's ability to listen to a song and have all the lyrics memorized after listening to the song a couple of times. It was their secret talent. She was an incredible athlete. She was great at gymnastics, soccer, softball, dance, and basketball. She was an incredible dancer, too. She loved to swim, dance, do cartwheels, and jumps into our swimming pool, and Gigi loved her TikTok dances. Gigi was confident, but not in an arrogant way. She loved helping and teaching other people things. At school, she offered the boys' basketball coaches to help give the boys' basketball team some pointers. Like the triangle offense. She was very much like her daddy, and that they both liked helping people learn new things and master them. They were great teachers. Gigi was very sweet. She always made sure everyone was okay. She was our shepherd. She always kept our family together. She loved family traditions. Family movie night and game night on vacations were important to her. Gigi always looked out for everyone. She was very much in tune with our feelings and wanted the best for us. Gianna was smart. She knew how to read, speak, and write Mandarin. She knew Spanish. She had great grades and kept them up, all while becoming an incredible basketball player. She was president of School Spirit on student council. She was director's assistant for her school play, just like her big sister. She was looking forward to graduating eighth grade and moving on to high school with her big sister, Natalia. I'm so happy she was given the opportunity to know that she was accepted to the same high school. She was really happy. Gianna made us all proud, and she still does. Gianna never tried to conform. She was always herself. She was a nice person, a leader, a teacher, wearing a white tee, black leggings, a denim jacket, white high-top Converse, and a flannel tied around her waist with straight hair was her go-to style. She had so much swag and rhythm since she was a baby. She gave the best hugs and the best kisses. She had gorgeous soft lips like her daddy. She would hug me and hold me so tight. I could feel her love me. I loved the way she looked up at me while hugging me. It was as if she was soaking me all in. We love each other so much. I miss her so much. She was so energetic. I couldn't keep up with her energy. She lapped Natalia and I on a track once. She was about 6 years old. We let her have a head start. She still dusted us. I miss her sweet kisses. I miss her cleverness. I miss her sarcasm, her wit, and that adorable, sly side smile followed with a grin and a burst of laughter. We shared the same cat that ate the canary grin. Gigi was sunshine. She brightened up my day every day. I miss looking at her beautiful face. She was always so good, a rule follower. I knew I could always count on her to do the right thing. She was the most loving daughter, thoughtful little sister, and silly big sister. She happily helped carry the littles' diaper bag or played with them. She liked helping me with Bianca and Capri. Bianca loved going to the playground, swimming and jumping on the trampoline with Gigi. I used to tell Gigi that I thought Coco considered her her favorite sister. Capri would smile from ear to ear when Gigi walked into the room, and Capri reminds me a lot of Gianna. They look alike and just smile with their whole face, pure joy. We will not be able to see Gigi go to high school with Natalia and ask her how her day went. We didn't get the chance to teach her how to drive a car. I won't be able to tell her how gorgeous she looks on her wedding day. I'll never get to see my baby girl walk down the aisle, have a father-daughter dance with her daddy, dance on the dance floor with me, or have babies of her own. Gianna would have been an amazing mommy. She was very maternal ever since she was really little. Gigi would have most likely become the best player in the WNBA. She would have made a huge difference. She would have made a huge difference for women's basketball. Gigi was motivated to change the way everyone viewed women in sports. She wrote papers in school defending women and wrote about how the unequal pay difference for the NBA and WNBA leagues wasn't fair. And I truly feel she made positive changes for the WNBA players now, since they knew Gigi's goal was to eventually play in the WNBA. I'm still so proud of Gianna. She made a difference and was kind to everyone she met in the 13 years she was here on Earth. Her classmates shared many fond memories about Gianna with us, and those stories reminded me that Gianna loved and showed everyone that no act of kindness is ever too small to make a difference in someone's life. She was always, always, always considerate of others and their feelings. She was a beautiful, kind, happy, silly, thoughtful and loving daughter and sister. She was so full of life and had so much more to offer this world. I cannot imagine life without her. Mommy, Natalia, Bianca, Capri, and Daddy love you so much, Gigi. I will miss your sweet handmade cards, your sweet kisses, and your gorgeous smile. I miss you, all of you, every day. I love you.
All right. So, that was a nice, touching, conversation. Speech that she had on them. Low key though, we kind of noticed that her focus and her speech was more on Gianna than her husband Kobe. Like Amani, you said you peeped that, right? How'd you?
Yeah. Because I noticed that like. She didn't really mention Kobe a lot, unless she was mentioning, like, something that Gigi did with Kobe. But it was like she mentioned him when she said that Gigi wouldn't be able to have her father-daughter dance, like, at her Sweet 16 or something. Like, that was really, like, mainly when she mentioned him. But, like, that was, like, real quick.
Facts.
Right.
DJ Popcorn, how you feeling, cuz?
Everybody kind of touched on everything, so I really got nothing to say, but.
Nah, that little speech was very touching. Like, it was sad. Yeah, like,
it touched a lot on, like, the life of Gianna and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, talk about a lot of things that she wouldn't be able to do, but things she would do if she was here, and I'm pretty sure that mm-hmm. those things would be a great experience for her if she was still here.
Honestly, though, hold up. How you guys, alright, we're gonna start off with Amani, since you are female.
Mm-hmm.
How would you personally feel if, let's say, that incident happened to you, like your husband and your daughter got killed in a helicopter crash?
They didn't get killed, but they died.
Well, they died.
But, I wouldn't know what to do. Honestly, it's, like, it's scary. Like, imagine, like, just not having someone anymore. Like, that was really just in your life, like, yesterday or whatever. It's wild. I wouldn't know how to handle that. I'd probably go crazy, honestly.
Facts. Okay. I'm going to go last. DJ Popcorn, how would you react to, say, your wife and your son? Your wife and your son. They was in the helicopter grass.
See, that's a different instance.
It was going to his travel basketball game in Florida, and y'all lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How would you handle that situation if they died in a crash?
Obviously, a very tragic situation. I'd be really upset because, you know, that's two crucial members of my family, you know, and so, like, I feel that would really, like, take a toll on someone, you know. Like, when you lose somebody, like, that's that important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
And especially your own child, which I feel like would hurt 1,000 times more if it was, like, a regular family member, you know?
Facts. Like, a cousin or something. Like a second cousin.
Though,
like,
those
someone
would
that you
still
don't
hurt.
Talk to.
Right.
All right. Now, me, personally.
You.
Why you say you like that? That was kind of sus. But let's say my son and daughter. I mean, son and wife. Both crash. It's finito. Over. First, I would probably not believe it mm-hmm. and try to call my wife a good 20 times. Mm-hmm. And then after she ain't pick up for the 19th time, I would call her for the 20th time crying, you know, and she still wouldn't answer because it's over. And then I would go into the stage of shock that it happened and just probably be sad.
Yeah.
And depressed and lonely the whole time. And then, actually, I didn't really think about it. Because in order to fully understand the situation, you have to have other kids. Because they had, two other daughters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But I know that there's one.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't really, like. But I feel like that stage of shock would, like, be on me. Like, I would still be in that stage of shock for a minute. Like, when deaths in my family happen, like, I'm usually in that stage for, like, a minute. I'm like, no. Like for real? Like, that just happened? No. Like you're joking, right?
I'm not gonna lie. When I found that out, I'm gonna tell you exactly how it happened, right? So, me and my boy Nation, we was going inside my crib because we was about to just chill, play 2K, whatever. And He was like, he read out something on his phone. He was like, yo, it's like Kobe died in a helicopter crash. And at that time, there's mad videos and fake stuff about Craig from Ice Cube from Friday dying, all dumb